All right, big fight at the OK Corral, which turns out in this case to be a grocery store, where some 19-year-olds went in to take on this 78-year-old. They figured they could knock this guy off no problem. And somehow, with a couple of baseball bats, he bopped these guys right out of the joint. And since then, he's become kind of a star.
Back in the Wild West, people used to fight in like 50 duels a day.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good one. Four Seasons to help you.
Yeah, is John Raganese there, please?
You're speaking to him. What can we do for
hey,
you?
Hey, John, this is the Drew and Mike Show on WRIF Radio. How you doing?
Fantastic.
We just want to congratulate you on beating off these bat-wielding thieves.
Oh, thank you.
That was great.
Of course.
How long did it take to beat them off?
It didn't take long. I just had to keep my eyes open.
Had a full bag.
My wisdom going.
Yeah. Wow. How old were these kids?
How old?
Yeah, how old were these guys that tried to rob you?
I couldn't tell you because they were well camouflaged.
Well, they were wearing masks and stuff?
Oh, God, yeah. Double.
Wow. Well, that's all the more.
You couldn't even see. You had a hard time looking at their skin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What all were they wearing exactly?
Oh, well, I couldn't tell you. Listen, I got business here and I... kind of busy. What can I do for you other than that?
Well, we really just want to congratulate you because it's so rare that people will, you know, beat off people that try to rob them. It's unusual. Usually they just give it up and let these people go on their way and continue their crime spree. And in your case, you know, you took a risk, but it paid off, and we think it's great.
Took a risk. Anytime anybody threatens my wife or my life, after serving my country for 23 years in three world wars, and I got a half a lung to prove it from the Korean War, I'm definitely going to go out there and take care of people like that because that's not the kind of people we want in the United States of America.
Oh,
hey, I agree with
well
you.
Said.
Well, my country comes first.
Can I ask you something,
well
sir? Were these people, did they appear to be illegal immigrants or something like that?
What should you say?
Do you think these people might have been illegal immigrants or something?
I don't think so. I think they were our own kind.
Well, what a shame that is. You know, here there's so many opportunities in this country, and yet...
That's a shame I couldn't shoot the bastards.
Yeah, really?
I wish
I'd have got them both. I had aim on them, but I changed my mind.
What did you take them down with?
How did you beat them off?
Well, you come over here and I'll show it to you.
Brian, do you even know what you did?
Good luck to you.
Beat off the shark?
Did you use a baseball bat on them or did you keep them at
gunpoint?
I
am one.
What's that? You're a human baseball bat?
A metal baseball bat.
All right.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I love that. I wish you had shot the bastard.
Yeah, did you hit him in the head with a first swing?
No, I usually aim for the balls.
Hey, tell me about your service. What, 23 years in the service?
Oh, yeah, all over the world a couple of times.
That's great.
I went through the Panama Canal 7 times.
Wow.
Did you serve in World War II, sir?
World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. The state of Massachusetts paid me a $500 bonus for each war.
What part of the armed services were you in? Air Force, Navy, Army?
I was in the Navy, and then when I got married, I got out after a year or so, and my hitch was up. Mm-hmm. And I reenlisted into the Air Force instead of the Navy because I wanted to be with my wife and children.
Uh-huh.
Well, my dad went to the Naval Academy. You're not too far from his
age.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Yeah, he played tennis there, and then he served in World War II and Korea as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
In fact, he was in, Iwo Jima or somewhere god-awful like that.
God bless him.
Yeah, I know.
I tried to get my grandson to go to the academy. He didn't want to do it.
Well, you know, this war is...
I don't know why, but I had it all lined up, and they said, yeah, we could do it. All we need is the scores.
Yeah.
And I was going to send them to the Naval Academy. I would have loved to see them aboard a nuclear submarine as a commander.
Oh, man.
Yeah, make a man out of him.
Boy, you got that right.
So you struck this guy in the balls with the first swing, and then you get him in the head right after that?
Did I hit him in the head?
Yeah, after you get him in the... Then did you get him in the head after that?
He wanted to hit him in the balls. I don't think he did.
Don't worry. I know what you're
doing. I know. I just want to relive it, you know. I want to see it in my head. I want to watch the video.
No, I mean, they had them all over the place.
Oh, did they really? Was
yeah, they're still running them, for crying out loud. Even Matt Law, he ran it 2 days when we were there.
Is that right?
I wonder if it's on YouTube or something.
Yeah. Do you have a gun?
Everybody has a gun in the United States.
Yeah. Well, how come you didn't pull the gun on him instead of the baseball bat?
You got to kind of use a little discretion, my friend.
Okay.
Come and see me, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing.
What's that?
If I was those guys, I'd be in church on my hands and knees praying.
Well, are they in jail?
I don't know.
Oh,
they weren't caught.
Oh, you beat them off and they ran off?
Pardon me?
You beat them off and they ran off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't know where they are.
I got a piece of ham, though.
So they're still out there.
Probably it's you.
Could be.
How messy was the cleanup?
Because I can't see you on the telephone.
Yeah, it might be me.
Could be you. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. You better get that gun right. Next time I'm going to hit you in the
Yeah, try it. Give it a shot.
I'm going to knock your head clean off. No problem.
Do you remember a 77-year-old man beating you off at a store?
I have vague memory of it. I just thought it was a bad dream.
Why, you think it'd be easy to get me?
Oh, sure. It'd be simple.
Well, what the hell are you waiting
for? I'll kick your ass.
I'll kick your ass, no problem.
I'm going to come in there and kick your ass right now.
In fact, I'll even duct tape one arm behind my back when I do it.
Who do you think you are? Red of the Tube Bar or something?
Yeah. Yeah, who the hell are you?
He's John Laganese. He'll beat anybody off.
That's right.
He's not... You read the paper with that jerk that came here the other day and wrote a bunch of junk in the newspaper?
What did he write?
SS Express. Are you one of them guys?
No.
Hell no. God, no.
We think it's a great...
I can only say one thing. They're losers.
Yeah,
they can't speak the truth.
What did they say?
I think the guy got thrown out of... That came here talking to us.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to be interviewed by him because I could tell he wasn't that swift.
I think we need more John Raganese out there just beating the hell out of these clowns.
Absolutely. We're tired of these people.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's what needs a change in this country. People put up with too much crap.
Yeah, and here's a guy with 23 years services, 23 years in the armed services, and I bet you know how to take care of people.
I'm not out to take care of people. My main cup of tea is business, and I love it.
How was the Tonight Show? Did they take care of you?
Definitely. First class all the way.
Good.
They were excellent people. They're the most beautiful people I met in many, many years.
You know, I'm looking at the video of you on the Tonight Show, and it looks... I think you could beat the hell out of Matt Lauer if you had to.
Matt Lauer?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's the most beautiful guy I ever met. I didn't even know he was married.
I know. He's a pussy, though.
Yeah, he is. Ooh. Look at his hair.
Matt Lauer.
I bet you he'll whip your ass.
Oh, are you kidding? Am I going to have to... I'm going to have to come over there and whip your ass.
Sound like a creep up to me, buddy.
No, Matt Lauer is a sissy.
I'm very on it, will you?
I'm going to come over there and beat your ass. I've had enough of this.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of putting up with this.
With you, because you ain't going to do it alone.
That sounds totally too bar-esque.
No wonder these guys come in after you.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to take you out.
Yeah, you're just a challenge to people.
I don't take no bullshit from nobody.
Well, I'm going to come over there.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to sell groceries.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let you beat me off, that's for sure.
Pardon me?
I'm not going to let you beat me off. I'm going to come in there and take care of you, Raganese.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. Winner take all, buddy.
Well, hey.
You can get it. Winner take all.
Hey, I'm happy for you. You and your wife.
And I'll yell bingo after I nail you.
Well, you sound like you're running honest business, and we do appreciate our veterans. Don't get me wrong. We're just jerking. We're just having fun.
I know. You're jerking me off.
We don't do that either.
Yeah, not really. I guess it's time to start hugging if we're done with that.
Yeah, well, it's a fun day today anyway, so that's why I had that spirit.
How's your business? Yeah. How's your business doing?
Fantastic.
Well, good. Keep it up. We need more.
Up by 20%.
We need more people like you out there.
Yeah, just by being famous.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, does it?
Did you know I was with Donald Trump, too?
No. What were you doing with Trump?
He's a great guy, I'm telling you. I get to meet him.
Everybody's a great guy with you.
Everybody in the audience a hot chocolate.
Oh, is that right?
It was cold that day.
Yeah.
And they were walking down the street.
Wow, that is a long story, but quite well told.
Why were you with Donald Trump?
The Donald got inducted in the Hall of Fame. And we were downtown at the Chinese Theater. We were invited.
Oh.
They took us down there with a limo. And Leno was introducing
us
and talking. They were on TV, I guess.
Oh, I
and,
see.
And he got himself a star because he has a TV program
right.
now.
Right. Yeah, The Apprentice.
Yeah, so they
I don't know why he got a star.
Yeah, it's pretty
weak. I guess
they're
going to make a star for him.
Hey, yeah. don't tell me you're a Red Sox fan, are you?
Well, you're wearing that big bright red hat on Leno there. We're just looking at the video of it right now.
Yeah. Well, I was asked to take the hat. That's why I did it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, next time you ought to take a Yankees hat.
Hey, we just watched you demonstrate what you did to that guy with that baseball bat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
pretty, you just showed us what you did with that.
That was pretty sweet.
Did you see him?
Man, I ain't going nowhere.
I'm sorry?
Waddle duck back?
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and there's Mark.
He's a great guy, let me tell you.
Yeah, I know.
I met Ross, too.
And that's Margaret, your wife?
Margaret's my wife.
Yeah.
How long have you been married
she's
to
beautiful?
Margaret? Yes. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Well, going on 52 years.
52,
almost.
52 years, wow.
Almost, yeah.
That's great.
It's too bad we don't have more people like you.
Hey, good work, man.
Well, we were proud to serve our country, and we're proud. We have 5 beautiful kids, and I got 12 grandkids. And
okay.
6 great grands.
Okay, we'll see you.
See you, old man.
Okay, man.
Well, we're proud.
All right.
We're proud to have you on our show, sir. We thank you for the time.
Whatever, old man.
All right.
Thanks again.
See you later. Best of luck.
I'll come in there and kick your ass one of these days.
You're welcome.
Okay.
It won't be the first time.
Thanks for your time.
You're not getting a cherry, that's for sure.
Hey, have a great...
That's show business, baby.
That's what they say.
Have
well,
a great...
We got to go on with the show.
Okay.
Have a great day.
See ya.
You too, and many of them.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Honey,
bye.
Bye-bye now.
You boner.
Yikes. Wow.
I stick with Joe, please. Joe.
Dildo.
Joe Dolan.
Dildo.
Joe Dildo.
He thought he was red or something.
Oh, big time. All the way. I was waiting for him to call us yellow.
You sure? Positive.
Okay.
Joe Dildo.
Hello.
How's Bennett?
Hello.
Ben.
What number did you want?
Two bar, right?
Yes.
Let's get to Ben, please.
Who do you want to talk to?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Anybody named Ben? Ben? No, nobody.
His name is Mr. Dover. It's Dover, his last name is.
Who is it?
Last name is Dover.
Ben Dover. Not here.
I love you, Ben.
What?
I love you, Ben. I can f***
you. Suck if you come over here, I'll bust your
nose. If I come over here, I'll bust your f***ing nose.
Come on over here, you son of a bitch.
You don't even mean
it. My name is Red. Red. Come on over here, you f***ing. Come on over here, you son of a bitch.
Listen to the sound quality, man.
Yeah.
At my two. Why don't you tell me where you are, or come over and I'll score you.
You
tell me where you are, and I'll come over. All by myself, I'll come over. You have 6 guys there. I shoot you, you son of a bitch. I put a few bullets into you. You motherfucking bum. You're a motherfucking. Your sister's a motherfucking. You're a sucker.
Oh. Yeah, how would you like to be mutilated, you motherfucking sucking fucking douche?
Listen.
Yeah?
You yellow red bastard, why don't you come over and say all these things?
You know,
your friends gave you away because you bragged about it, what you're doing. So they told me who you are. So I know So I know who you are.
Yeah.
So just wait until I catch up
with
you.
You're a stupid
When I catch up with you, then you'll find out how those Z. You know how you
Z? No, the Z's.
Yeah, right, Red. What are you talking about, you old man?
Seriously, there must be the longest line at that his store right now. He was in the war and probably he probably fell over drunk on his band.
Yeah, probably. When you were drunk.
How did you go?
Yeah.
You were drunk
and you fell over
your band.
Yeah, that while you were drunk. And that's the only thing Ray comes back with. Ah, you queer son of a bitch. And then he goes in all the queer stuff.
What did you do during the war? You didn't do nothing except be a queer. That's all queer did. Quit it, you're getting cut out, Ray. Go to sleep. What? Tell me what you did.
During the war.
Shut your dirty little mouth.
Tell me what you did during the war, you f***ing queer.
What did you do during the war? You didn't do anything.
You son of a bitch, I was wounded 3 times.
Bullshit. You were maybe wounded when you fell over your bayonet when you were drunk.
Listen to Ray.
Else, you weren't in any war.
You're not even a piece of shit. You're a goddamn queer mother. I just buy squares. He's a queer mother. Go ahead and talk to him if you want to, but he ain't. There ain't nothing human about it. Queers are not human. And that is a queer. He's not human. You can move out next month. Oh, you queer sucker. Move out, you mother. How would you go? You goddamn queer sucker. I hate queers.
The title of that cut is Queers Are Not Human. And I remember seeing that and thinking, what in the hell is that one about? And half of it's about the war.
Yeah, we should retitle that to The War, really.
Yeah, it is. It says, what did I do during the war?
Oh, okay.
I don't think he was in the war either.
Oh, no, he wasn't in the war. In the end, we found out he was not in the war.
That's a fact?
Yeah, that's a fact. That is a bunch of crap.
I can't believe these people run around saying they were in wars. You know, I don't want to. Now, John Raganese, this old man that beat off these kids. I don't know whether he was in the war or not.
He was in the war.
The people that I know that are in the war don't talk about being in the war. And
you
they
know
don't
what?
Talk about what they did
it's
or
true.
What happened or what they saw because it's so horrible they don't even want to talk
that's,
about it.
That's probably your dad. That's how my dad is.
I got to tell you, I would love to see a copy of their rap sheets. Can you imagine what those look like?
Yeah. I know.
I bet they got 10 pages apiece.
Oh, brother. Just in domestic stuff alone.
Well, domestic stuff and drunk in public, I bet, would take up 5 or 6 pages easily.
Easily.
And then a couple pages of fights.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that Ray usually called the police on Peter, and usually in the end, it was Ray that would end up being taken away, even though Peter is so much on record as being the one down at Park Station.
Yeah.
You know, half the time it came back to bite Ray in the ass.
But Ray doesn't know how to call the police.
That's the best part.
Yeah, right. That's one of my favorite ones.
I know it.
I don't know how to call the police. Well, you idiot. You just pick up the phone and dial zero.
Yeah, right. 911 gets you the cops.
Yeah.
Anyone knows how to call the police.
Everyone knows how to get the police. And then, of course, there's the part where Peter says, you have to put on your shoes to call the police. Because Ray puts his shoes on first.
Well, we worked it all in there. We did.
Hearing more about this story, though, he really didn't do much to beat off these guys.
John Raganese?
Yeah, it sounds like these guys walked into the store, like up to the counter, like, give me your money, and he pulled out a bat, and the guys just turned around and left.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think there was an HJ in there somewhere, though.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Because he sure didn't object to that phrase, beat off.
No.
He didn't have a problem with that.
Not only that, he had us jerking him off. His words, not mine.
Red from the Two Bar
into Ray and Pete.
And Ray and Pete.
Yeah, which, by the way, we'll have to do some more Ray and Pete later on. That just slightly wet my appetite.
Yeah, how many things can you work into one bit?
Travel, man, I ain't going nowhere.
On the Riff. 101 WR.